audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 26, 2012. Everything is attained by connection. Question: how does our connection become the basis for the revelation of the spiritual levels? Answer: every level is a world that you feel, a world that is woven by the connection among all the souls. The first connection that has come from the world of Ein Sof, infinity, gradually diminished until it was shattered and became totally detached in our world. Now, from this point, the ascent in the same levels of connection begins, and it is the only thing you have to reveal. The matter of the souls is the desire to receive, and the connection among them is the system we study about. The ten sephirot, the spiritual part sufim, are all the essence of different methods of mutual connection of the souls between them. On the whole, a whole body is thus formed as we rise to Malkhut of Ein Sof, and all the connections are 100% bestowal without any obstacles and deficiencies. Then all the resistance in the transition among us disappears and the connection is immediately fulfilled in infinite speed. This is the state of Ein Sof. The adhesion indicates a simple thing: what I have at a certain moment, you have too, and vice versa. This communication is unlimited. It isn't confined to time and the resistance of the ego. The resistor among us disappears and our desires cooperate freely and to their full extent. Question: how should it be expressed in the workshops? Answer: our adhesion during the workshops is an effort. We want to unite so strongly, as much as we can imagine, so that each one will lose his feeling of self and we will feel one desire, one thought, one whole. By these efforts, from the point of unity, we think about a solution to the question we were given by the teacher. The solution is within the connection. Therefore, during the workshop we yearn to find the answer through the unity. Each time we search for a solution, we want to attain it by the unity, without using our logic. After all, we are not going to logically examine the words of the Kabbalists. Without connection, there is no point in sitting in a circle. So what do we need it for? For an intellectual conversation or a scientific debate? No, the mission is given only in order to create a new quality. Then by feeling the collective quality, you find the solution. The workshop is only meant to create a collective vessel that belongs to an upper level. We try to reach it as hard as we can, but if there is no solution, it means that we have not succeeded. There is no point mentioning the connection while we are in the process. It has to be the goal from the beginning. Can we come to a workshop not in order to connect, and in this connection find the next level or at least find the solution to the question that leads to it? From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 13, 2012, Writings of Balha Sulam. Teach Me How to Live. Opinion: Mark Sandomirsky, psychotherapist, the younger ones often know more than the senior ones. Technological progress is very rapid, and the difference in the perception of the world for children and adults is enormous. The so-called prefigurative society has been formed, which in principle is easily explained. Children process the information field differently, assimilate the data more quickly, and for adults it is more difficult to keep up with advances in technology. That is why a 5-year-old can easily turn on any electrical device and tell his grandmother how to use it. And one could only be glad that a new generation is advancing if it were not for the problems arising from this distance between adults and children. The first one is that the younger generation develops the illusion of access to knowledge. You can Google any information and find it on the internet. The second one is that their sense of superiority destroys the authority of adults. Both of these problems are concentrated precisely in school, but it is simply impossible to solve them in the present school organization. Two things are still needed for the effective learning of children. Firstly, they must come together to compete with each other, including assessment, as competition is the best stimulus for learning. Secondly, they just need an adult who would be the moral authority for them and coordinator of information flow. My comment, we need to get together, not to develop competitive skills, but to develop mutual support and understanding that in today's integral society it is precisely cooperation that gives rise to success. The Karkath Convention, an invitation to the discovery of the spiritual world. Question: for what level of preparation of students is the Congress in Karkath intended? Answer: I think this is a Congress of unity that depends not on the level of a person's preparation, but on his aspiration. If he understands that he must attain the method of revelation of the upper world, advance towards it, make at least such a serious step, and perhaps even reveal the upper world for himself, it is possible since it depends only on our joint efforts, then he is a welcome guest, friend, and participant. Recovering from the ego with a sanatorium regime. Question: we condemn the ego as the source of all our problems, but actually what is wrong with worrying about yourself? After all, it is our basic natural attribute. Answer: we should understand that if you constantly worry only about your self-benefit, you are actually harming yourself and limiting yourself in succeeding. Here hides the evil that a person should feel to its full depth. Indeed, there are people who want to exit themselves, their limitations. They aspire to exit the body, to expand their horizons and to see the world. What is it for and why? What else is there outside this life? This urge isn't typical of everyone, but today when the whole world is suffering, we should explain to people that the only way to be saved from the troubles is to strongly tie yourself to the environment. If you don't do that, the relations in the family, the country, and the world are destroyed. No one enjoys anything and everyone suffers. The main thing is that because of these corrupt relations, we cannot even provide ourselves food. The food systems, the climate, everything is destroyed. It is the same in the family where the relations are corrupt and nothing works anymore. Question: but why should I stop caring about my well-being because of all that? All the creatures in the world try to feel good and to take care of themselves. Is this basic desire the source of all our problems, for example, family problems? Answer: suppose things don't work in the family. The refrigerator is half empty, there is a pile of dirty clothes and everything has gone wrong. By the way, the same thing is happening in the world. The lack of good mutual relations destroys everything. One part of humanity throws tons of food in the garbage, and the other part is starving. Billions are wasted on healthcare, but we are all suffering from some illness. Clearly, this cannot go on. Therefore, a married couple that is ready for change comes to our courses, and we explain to them that the concern one feels for himself should change to concern for others, and in this case to the spouse. Love covers all sins. This principle is fulfilled egoistically. No one is asking a person to detach himself from his ego, but only to establish a new attitude above it towards what is on the outside. Towards one's spouse, towards other people, towards the world, towards nature, towards the environment, etc. We must perceive the world as round, as integral, which means to start perceiving everything that is outside your ego as your own, like a mother taking care of her child. Then you will feel good. The whole idea is to use your ego correctly and wisely, not to get rid of it. A couple that wants to succeed egoistically continues to adhere to this. Only the approach changes. Considering what is going on in the world and in the family, there is only one method: to rise above your ego and to use it in the opposite direction. Examine your spouse like a mirror of your own attributes and accordingly operate the ego in the opposite manner. Then instead of the evil inclination, it will appear as the good inclination. The main point here is to create an incubator, which means the right environment. No special efforts will be needed by a person if he lives in this greenhouse. By its influence, the environment will raise the concern for others in his eyes and lead him in the right direction. Then this approach to life will become natural for him. In the same way a child readily accepts the morality of his group. Yes, there are difficulties. For example, married couples need redesigning. But these changes will be relatively easy and pleasant, like recovering in a sanatorium. Of course, a person must also participate in the process, in his feeling and understanding, of his own free will. His support is essential. He cannot just come and say, "Change me." But one way or the other, he can certainly agree, and nothing superhuman is required of him. From a talk on Integral Upbringing, July 11, 2012. Integral Knowledge for Scientists. Question: part of our audience is scientists who study the world. These are people who try to comprehend, understand, and feel at what stage our world is today and what happens to it. What information and in what form would it be better to pass on to this part of the audience? Answer: as a rule, scientists are accustomed to charts, tables, opinions of others, excerpts, peer reviews, and so on. They need material in book form. That is why we need to present our work like this. In principle, we did this in the past. Our two books have been published. Now, as a result of our talks on integral education and upbringing, we need to publish one more. It will be more practical, almost like a textbook with appendices, with the description of the work in the master classes and focus groups, and so on. It should be a practical guide based not only on the discussions, but also on the work done. I believe that this is very important material. It will become the basis for many studies that will begin in the near future in connection with the development toward the integral community. From a talk on Integral Upbringing, May 31, 2012. A practical guide for the integral method. Question: there can be a certain accent in any book, such as an accent on anthropology or development, or certain professional or psychological aspects. Considering that the material should be sharp and relevant, what is the best way to prepare a book on the integral method? Answer: in my opinion, this book should be anticipating the next book or even a series of books that will become a practical guide for the creation of segments of an integral community. Later, these segments will unite into a single integral whole. This is why we need to emphasize the practical aspect, the way the various groups of the population in different situations that we observe in single industry towns, schools, and family units, all of them solve their problems in their own way by ascending to an integral whole. Right now, we live in a separated society, a family or a classroom, in a city or a part of it, in a company, and so on. There is tension between people that includes certain external and internal factors. We need to show how we can lead them to internal unity, the perception of the common power, the common thought, the perception of a community, which arises between them. After all, a family is not just a husband and a wife, children, and grandparents. A family is something that connects them and is the collection of all the attributes and connections that connect them, everything that they wish to elevate and preserve. How are we supposed to solve all our problems and answer all our questions on the basis of this unity, this alliance, preserving and developing it and acting in its name? At first, we rise to the level of the creation of a single community, and based on it, we begin to answer these questions only so that these answers would strengthen our community, alliance, and unity. Then, we will rise higher and higher in our unity by solving these problems. We will see a very interesting tendency. Apparently, these problems appear only so that we would connect more and more strongly. This is the main reason for them, and it is not because I am me and you are you. In reality, things are completely different. They come from the demand of our internal and external nature, which forces us to rise above ourselves, to unite, and thus create something referred to as a single person, a single whole. This method of solution needs to be spelled out, shown and described. I think that, right now, this is the most necessary and the very first preliminary movement toward an integral community, including integral education and upbringing. Work we prepare will need to be sent to the many specialists who already are speaking about it and assume that this is the next step of human development in regard to the solution of all our problems, especially the economic and financial crisis, unemployment, and so forth. Obviously, we simultaneously need to show the next step, becoming an integral community that will solve all the global problems. In other words, the reconstruction of our entire social system of civilization where trade, science, culture, finances, economics, family, the education of children and adults, all these things, come together, and nothing can be decided without the community to which we are striving and with which we can use to solve anything. If we are able to show all this in such a general way, then to acquire responses from political and social scientists, psychologists, physicists, biologists, ecologists, and other specialists, then, in addition to this work, we also will be able to publish the material we receive from them with their support and by working through their comments. Once we unite with the scientists, we will create an internet community around this book, a forum where we will be able to exchange opinions and solve various problems. Today, they already are becoming very dynamic. They literally flow one from another and include all the segments of society and their problems, and in this way we will be able to move on to the next step of our work where we already will see in a more practical way how we can apply this idea to the solution of current and future problems. This is the way I see all this. We are facing two steps. The first step is to gather and prepare all the materials, including our conversations. Then, acquire many reviews, maybe go write certain articles, comments, and so on, and unite all of it so that it would unite us. From a talk on integral upbringing, May 31st, 2012. A discussion is a prayer. Question: how can you check that you really understand the lesson from the point connection with the group? Answer: a person reaches connection out of despair, when he despairs of all his actions and sees that they will lead to nothing, and that he must do something. He thinks about himself, about his entire life, about the efforts he has made in vain, and eventually comes to the conclusion that he only can attain the goal through the group. The group is a spiritual structure and not the faces that you see around you. It is a spiritual force that is revealed in a very realistic manner, like some safe shelter. It is like a flying saucer that as I enter it, I have a chance to succeed and if I am not in it, I have no chance. A person must understand this clearly in order to keep this thought. He should know that by staying in the group, which he sees as a collection of spiritual forces, he will undoubtedly reach a good result. The group enables him to breathe, and without it, he has no access to the oxygen hose. However, a person only can reach this decision when he feels despair from his own powers. Our discussions and workshops enable us to reach this conclusion faster. However, what I hear are people speaking about what they have read and not from their hearts. I give a short introduction, and then I ask a question about it. The question may be a continuation of what has been said, it can be in contrast to it or somehow related to what has been said. However, it is all done intentionally. The answer shouldn't come from the mind, but from the point of connection that should be attained within the discussion circle. Then, the answer will be the answer to our prayer. The discussion must turn into a prayer that we all want to clarify and, together, to find the answer. During the discussion, each of the 10 friends says something, and thus we complete one another. Each one annuls himself before the others by raising them and respecting their opinion. Thus, we build our self-annulment and the attribute of bestowal that is above all of us. The group is not a physical assembly, but it acquires a spiritual value. This is because the annulment of the ego and the desire to be incorporated in the friends is already a spiritual action. The topic of the discussion spurs us on to clarify our unity, the connection, and the work. All this turns into a prayer, man. Within the connection in the group that we attain by this prayer, we must receive an answer, MAD. The answer to the prayer of many, MAD, is called the center of the group. We feel collective warmth, a collective feeling, the force that supports us to such an extent that we are scared to come out of there. I don't want to come out of there. I want to remain inside this center and to grow there. This is the purpose of the workshop, which you have to try to attain with every 15-minute question discussion. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, July 17, 2012, the study of the 10 Sefirot. Looking at the Creator through a magnifying glass. Everything was created by the light that operates within the desire to receive that was created as something from nothing. The desire grows thicker as the light operates on it like yeast on dough. The difference between the different phases of the desire, the root, the first, second, third and fourth phases, stems from the different levels of bestowal of the light on the point of something from nothing that exists in the actual roots, until its attributes become totally opposite to the light. This indicates that the light has made it as thick as the last, fourth level. Actually, all this thickness is created by the attributes of the light that turn into their opposite form as it breaks inside by the point of something from nothing. The darkness is a replica of the light. The darkness is actually the same light, but it's posterior. This is why, in Aramaic, night is called Ata, which resembles the word Or, meaning light in Hebrew. At night, everything is the same as during the day. The only difference is that the basic point turns the light, turning it into its opposite. It is as if a magnifying glass breaks the rays and turns everything upside down. On one side, there is light, and, on the other side, there is darkness. This magnifying glass is the same point of something from nothing. So, it turns out that there is nothing in Malkut that doesn't exist in Keter, but only in the opposite form. This oppositeness is called something from nothing. The Creator has created a replica, an imprint of Himself, called the created being, Adam and Eve, a seal and its imprint, and so forth. We must use everything there is in our desire to receive, but in an opposite manner, to turn it, to insert the nothing into it instead of the something. When we want to attain this oppositeness, we annul the natural ego in us and become similar to the light once again. All the forms of the desire come from the light that has imprinted itself in the central point of the created being. However, these forms are opposite to it, so that in this oppositeness, we will be able to attain the Creator. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, July 17, 2012, the study of the 10 Sefirot.